The population of Jerusalem is changing. Thousands of young secular Israeli Jews are moving away from the holy city each year. They say they no longer feel comfortable in a city where more and more of residents are ultra-Orthodox. As NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, the exodus has left Jerusalem poorer and less diverse.
It's been almost 2 months since Anat Ben Moshe, a journalist and single mother, moved from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. She says she left Jerusalem because she began to feel isolated in her own neighborhood. More and more of her neighbors wear ultra-Orthodox garb, long black coats and hats for the men and long skirts for the women. Anat, who favors tight jeans, says that when she went to the local park with her 4-year-old daughter, she did not feel comfortable.
I remember the mother was staring at me all the time like I was an alien that came to Earth. With this look, what are you doing here, and why are you dressing like this, and why are your daughter can run with underwears, because she was playing in the sand with water, and kids don't do things like that, and was feeling like a stranger.
Now she lives in one of the more bohemian neighborhoods of Tel Aviv. She says she can't believe she waited so long to move.
I'm going out to the street, and all the people are colorful, and younger, and everywhere it's music and children, and everything here, it's like a party. It's not a sad city. In Jerusalem, it's a very sad city.
Representatives of both sides agree there is a growing culture clash among different types of Jews in Jerusalem. Palestinians in East Jerusalem account for about one-third of the city's 700,000 residents. Most of the rest are either ultra-Orthodox Jews, some of whom reject the modern world and the State of Israel, or secular Israelis, many of whom reject religion. The ultra-Orthodox now account for about 30% of Jerusalem's Jewish population, and the number is growing quickly. With an average of 8 children per family, more than half of all first graders who began school this week are ultra-Orthodox. They go to their own schools and study an independent curriculum that almost exclusively deals with religious subjects. In the past few years, because of the demographic changes, the municipality has taken dozens of buildings from secular schools and transferred them to the ultra-Orthodox community. After years of high tension between the two communities, an uneasy status quo has evolved in the city with respect to the Jewish Sabbath. In keeping with Orthodox demands, there is no public transportation on Saturdays. Private cars are not permitted in ultra-Orthodox neighborhoods. Most stores close, although some movie theaters and other cultural venues remain open. Spokesmen for the ultra-Orthodox community declined to be interviewed on tape. They said they are not trying to impose their way of life on secular Israelis. But Israel is a Jewish state, they say, and Jerusalem is a holy city where the Sabbath should feel like the Sabbath. But secular Israelis say they increasingly feel they do not belong in the city. They say they want public transportation on the Sabbath and open restaurants and stores. Nir Barkat, a secular businessman who ran for mayor of Jerusalem and lost to an ultra-Orthodox candidate last year, says he's worried about the city's future.
I think this is the biggest challenge that the Zionist movement has today. Without a war, without a fight, we are losing the city.
Jerusalem's tax base is shrinking. Many of the ultra-Orthodox men don't work, believing it is more important to study religious texts full-time. The women work at low-paying part-time jobs and usually don't earn enough to pay taxes. New statistics show Jerusalem with the lowest per capita income of all of Israel's cities. Dr. Uri Ullman, the head of the strategic planning department in the city, says secular Israelis are making a mistake by moving out. He says Tel Aviv is a city like any other around the world, but Jerusalem is special.
The city is a holy city where you can learn a lot about three religions at first hand. You can visit many museums which do not exist in other parts of the world.
But young Israelis like Anat Moshe say they're not interested in museums. At a coffee shop down the block from her apartment, Anat says she feels at home in Tel Aviv in a way she never did in Jerusalem. Looking around the coffee shop, she points at 3 of the other tables. The patrons at all of them, she says, used to live in Jerusalem. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.